Now, I don't really care how you feel about Alex Jones, but the live stream last night, we went over so much shit, and this has a very big part of it. Whether you love Jones or whether you hate him, he's absolutely right on this one here.
We've reached a point in human civilization at the turning point when the collapse happens that the new rebirth starts to begin. So it's like a wave that breaks both ways. You're either going to get more enlightened and more awake and more empowered and ride the wave like a surfer, or you're going to get more dumbed down, more corrupt, more evil. And so people are now being divided. And that division's always been there, but now it's going to become absolutely accelerated and pronounced or highlighted. And so those of us that are awake are going to get more awake and more purified and more understanding. And those that aren't are going to fall deeper into illusion. It's the grand illusion.
And there's no in between?
There's no in between. It's cutting now. And there's no in between.
Would you like an example? Just a small example of what he's talking about.
Why are you here? Why is this your career? You come here to our campuses, you make an ass out of us with clever editing. It's honestly pathetic. You think this is a real job? I mean, dude, like we're out here getting real jobs and you're bothering us day to day. It's pathetic, dude.
Why are you wearing a mask?
Because I don't, facial identification like that. Man, you. Oh, who cares?
So you're afraid of people finding out who you are?
I don't just, it's not. It's
we have
not,
a word for that. You know what that
dude,
is?
This is your platform. Power. You're here to just make fun of everybody. Power. I encourage everybody to just make fun of him. Charlie, should I be celibate? Should I be celibate?
Dude, for a guy wearing
should
a mask,
I, be celibate?
I would be really careful about throwing around jokes to other people at this point.
Good morning, you filthy, rotten deplorables. Oh, man. Guys, I know I say this all the time, and a lot of you are like, nah, man, it can't be that awesome. Yes, it can be. Last night's live, even though I think we only went from, like, what, 6, around 6:30 to, I think, 2 a.m.? Awesome, man. Awesome conversations all around. You know, we discussed so many things there, man. So many things. And big shout out to Mike. Mike is one of our newest deplorables. But Mike mentioned something last night. I'm going to get into towards the end. But this is crazy. This is crazy, and Alex Jones is right. Either you're going to go further and further off the deep end, or you're just going to acquire more knowledge and know what to stay away from and what not to stay away from. Who to stay away from, what to believe, who to believe. And it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. One thing I can't believe is I'm gonna start the show with this. I just want to get this part out of the way. Kevin McCarthy, I am surprised. Did you guys hear this? Just in. House Republicans vote to unanimously repeal funding for the army of 87,000 IRS agents. Remember that? How they was trying to recruit all these IRS dingleberries? You know, like wearing like flip-flops and shit when they were doing weapons training? Bunch of out-of-weight, out-of-shape people? Overweight and out-of-shape, sorry? Yeah, see? House of Representatives on Monday evening voted 221 to 210 to repeal funding for the 87,000 agents. The so-called Inflation Reduction Act gave damn near $80 billion to the IRS over the next 10 years. Isn't that funny? It takes them 10 years to give the IRS $80 billion, and it only takes a couple months to give Ukraine $150 billion. But I've been upset before. I've been disappointed before. Right now, I'm kind of, you know, cheering for McCarthy. I'm like, that's good. It's a good start. Definitely a good start. But let's see what happens, because just as fast as these fucking politicians will impress you, They'll turn around and do some bullshit. Okay, so let's keep our eyes and our ears on what McCarthy's doing. I just wanted to get that one out, but as of right now, things are looking like it's moving good, but like I said, I've been disappointed before. Now, let's get back to the point of the show. First of all, one thing we went over last night is how lost we are as a society. Everybody's lost. I'm going to show you some examples that's going to make you sick. But Ken did post this. Big shout out to Ken. Ken did post this, and I could not help but to realize, like, holy shit. Like, this is an actual depiction of what it looks like when you're trying to wake somebody up from the Matrix or their delusion or this, you know, fictitious world that they believe, you know, sky's blue. And you guys understand what I mean. Everybody thinks everything is going to be fine. I remember Vivian has a family member in New York, and I forgot what came up, but it was something about the food shortages, and her family member said, "No, Joe Biden would never let that happen to us." I said, "You gotta be fucking shitting me. You gotta be shitting me, man." Unbelievable. Anyway, But this is the it's a quick video, a couple seconds, that Ken showed. This is what it looks like when you're trying to wake people the fuck up. See what I mean? The more you talk, the more they run. I could relate to this because that is my entire family in New York. You can't talk to them about the stuff that we talk about. You can't try and wake people up. You can't tell these people about the evils of the world or these agendas that they have for us, turning everyone gay, turning men into women. Oh man, we watched a video last night about that, dude. Only way to see it is to be in the live streams, so you guys better go to Telegram. It's fucking insane, guys. It's insane. I'll tell you what else is insane. You guys know this Chris Skye dude, right? Now, listen, I'm sick and tired of the back and forth. You know, like, I'll mention somebody and someone in the comments would go, "No, that person is controlled opposition." Like, I've heard that about everybody. About everybody. I'm sick and tired of fucking hearing it. I really am. All right? But this was 2.5 years ago. This was 2.5 years ago, and Chris Skye said this.
"You don't need a mask. The mask is about compliance, because they know Canadians like to do what they're told. So if they tell you you have to wear a mask, next they're going to tell you you have to contact trace. Then they're going to tell you you have to take the vaccine. And because Canadians like to do what they're told, they're hoping that everyone just complies. And then guess what, kids? Once you take your vaccine, like a dumb person that doesn't know any better, they're going to tell you, sorry, the vaccine isn't as effective as we thought it was going to be. So now you still got to wear your mask, still got to get contact trace, still have all the restrictions and social distancing, and still take your vaccine. And then what did you get out of all of this? You got a whole year where you weren't allowed to travel. Your business was closed. They took your rights and freedoms. They forced the vaccine on you. And what happened? The same amount of people died. Everything is the exact same. And now they're going to put you back on lockdown and bring it all the way till July of next year so they can do the same thing again. Bring you from July, August, and September, getting you off lockdown, but just to bring you back on lockdown again. If you idiots haven't figured it out yet, it's a perpetual cycle that you never get out of. And it's a way to take your rights, your freedoms, close your business, take your wealth. Why? So you become dependent on government. Why? If you're independent, the government works for you like it's supposed to. If you depend on the government to give you a paycheck to feed your family every month because they closed your business on you, now the government doesn't work for you. The government rules you. So instead of a middle class, we have the government, upper class, and the lower class dependents that rely on the government to survive. In other words, we have a slave class. And that's what they're trying to do. It's that simple.
What part of that wasn't true? I don't really know the guy. I don't really watch too many of his videos, but every now and then his videos will pop up and I'll listen to what he has to say. Kind of like Andrew Tate. I always listen to what he has to say. And I agree with Andrew Tate, I would say about 98% of the times. But we're going to get into that at the end of the show. But a lot of people are waking up. But unfortunately, a lot of people are still asleep. Now, this girl said, fuck it. And after she woke up, this is what she had to say to our ruling class.
I'm never going to take another vaccine in my life. And I will never trust the government again. I'll also never trust the healthcare system. I'm never going to eat a fucking bug. And I'm never going to comply with lockdowns or masks. I'm never going to believe the mainstream media again. I'm never going to acknowledge your pronouns. And I will never acknowledge a pedophile for anything but that. Although there is one thing I would like to thank our elite pedophiles for. They woke up a group of people that are going to destroy them. I'm here for two things, freedom and f*** up. And I'll tell you right now, I'm running out of freedom.
Can you blame her? I don't. How long are we going to get fucked? How long are we going to keep taking it? Everything she just said, I agree with. Healthcare system? Fuck you. Government? Fuck you. I'm not taking anything. I'm not taking your advice. I don't even trust doctors anymore. Isn't that crazy, guys? Think about that. They fucked up so bad that we don't even trust doctors anymore. You know, like, I don't know, if you had a stomach ache, maybe a headache. I don't know, maybe you fucking busted your arm. You're like, yeah, let me go to my doctor. He'll know what to do. Turns out they're all a bunch of corrupted murderers. For somebody to be around death all day, especially these ER doctors or these trauma unit doctors, who's around death all day and they're completely numb to it, you don't think that they'd collect some extra cash if they could? Of course they would. A lot of it. And that's exactly what they did during this whole phony pandemic. They brought patients into the hospital and they murdered them. But going back to the people and what I mentioned at the top of the show about some of the things we spoke about and the evils that dwell. I'm not going to get into the transgender bullshit. I don't have the stomach for it today. But just take a look around. Take a look around. And, I mean, the writing's on the wall. Like, example number one.
That's how you do it, shit, like.
Who raised these people? Whose children are these? Like, who are your parents? With the green hair? Why are you behaving like that? What the hell is wrong with you? But this shit is all done by design. Like, for example, how they corrupt our youth through music. This is the type of bullshit. The type of bullshit. This is really cringy. But this is the type of bullshit that our kids are now listening to, which, in my opinion, is just going to scramble their fucking brains for the rest of their lives. Unless they get out. But they got to be lucky to get out. But listen to this horse shit. Why you lying on your dick, lying on your dick? Why you lying on your dick, lying on your dick? He be talking shit cause he just really wanna hit. Why you lying on your dick, lying on your dick? Why you lying on your dick, lying on your dick? Why you lying on your dick, lying on your dick? He be talking shit cause he just really wanna hit. I smell cat. He say he like cat, but that is not a fact. I wonder what children are gonna think when they hear that song. You think it stops there? Oh, hell no, it doesn't. Then you got the crazy ones on TikTok.
1 million, 2 million, 3 million, in 18 months, 80 million more. Add that number up with the one I said before. You are now looking at a smart black boy. He's smart. Mama ain't raised no fool. Put him anywhere on God's green earth. He'll triple his worth, motherfucker. Put something on it. I sell ice in the winter. I sell fire in hell. I am a hustler, baby. I sell water to a well. I was born to get cake. Move on and switch states. Capped a coupe with a roof. Go on and switch plates. Never dictate. Never follow orders. Dick face. Get your shit straight. Fuck all this is Big J. Ah. Oh, yeah. Will not lose ever. Fuck off. Mandy Mayhem in your iPhone. Ah, I love that shit. Do that shit. I love when you put shit on my face. Oh. Where my girls at?
That's somebody's grandmother. And this is the example that's being set for her grandkids. We're done, people. We're done. At least I'm man enough to actually admit it. God is crying, looking at what's going on with us. And that breaks my heart. It does. How much love he put into creating us. And this is what we're doing. This is what we're doing. We went over that last night briefly, man. You know? God went out of his way, created us to be so awesome and amazing. Every detail of our creation. And what are we doing? It's like a video we watched last night. The reason why they're pushing this tranny thing as hard as they are. I mean, we know they're pushing it. But the girl explained it from another angle. By you being a man and saying you're going to become a woman, or a woman saying she's going to become a man, you are spitting in God's face. Because what you're telling God is, I'm a better creator than you. I can make a better creation than you. It's blasphemy. I'm not going to go down that road again, because that shit gets me emotional. All right. And then we have the outright disgusting.
Big click. I deleted my Instagram, but it's okay, because I'm living my best life. Bush out. It's the big bad wolf, baby. Put some respect on the fucking click. And you think I give a fuck? I'm on my pee. Pee. Real pee shit. You niggas think you pee, but the only pee you is poor, poverty, and peasant.
Out there tanning with a bikini and your bush is all hanging out all over the place on your period with a piece of tissue and a thong. Great example for your kids. And at this point, you even have white people that's getting so upset that I don't think this lady's a racist. I think she's just calling a spade a spade.
Minority?
That's right. Y'all are the ones that get all the fucking benefits. Oh, not the white people. Absolutely.
So black people get all the benefits, not white people. So y'all didn't do slavery.
You see, niggas like that I cannot stand. Y'all didn't do slavery. Y'all didn't do slavery? Who sold the slaves to white people? Black people, you dumb motherfucker. And you hear that stupid little bitch laugh? So y'all didn't do slavery? Were you a slave, dick? How about your father? How about your grandfather? How about your great-grandfather? No. But y'all didn't do slavery. Didn't do slavery? Who the fuck wasn't enslaved at some point in history? I'm sick and tired of this bullshit. Fucking victim, 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 victim. Hey, you guys, what the hell does did slavery mean? I would say, well, weren't you guys participating in slavery? They did slavery. What? They did slavery? So slavery was what, a girl? And they just laid down and had relations? I'm sick and tired of these dumb niggas, man. Y'all didn't do slavery. I'm telling you. Don't make me turn this into a nigga video. In fact, you know what? I am going to turn this into a nigga video. Y'all didn't do slavery, but also white people didn't tell you dumb niggas to behave like this. That was a black bus driver in New Jersey being attacked by a bunch of niggas on the bus. It's never gonna stop. I could show you guys literally millions of videos like this. And it sickens me every time I have to watch it. And the whole time as we kill each other all over the country, we don't realize who the true enemy is. And that would always be, of course, and always has been, the government. And they've been killing us quietly. You want to know one way that they're doing it? And one way they're still doing it to this day? And we know it, but we don't do anything. Watch.
According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, 100 years ago, Americans were eating a half a pound of sugar per person per year. Half a pound of sugar per person per year. Today, 100 years later, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Americans are eating 157 pounds of sugar per person per year. We're now eating a half a pound a day. So in 100 years, we've gone from a half a pound of sugar per person per year to a half a pound of sugar per person per day. That, plus the deficiency of these nutrients in our food, has resulted in this epidemic of diabetes. Do you think our genetics has changed that much? I don't think so.
Food and Drug Administration. Last time I checked, that's an arm of the government. They're supposed to protect us, right? Make sure that the food and drugs are safe. Why would they put the two in the same category, food and drugs? It would seem like the two have nothing to do with one another. Ah, but they do. Because they're drugging us with the food. Bam! Unfucking believable. They don't give a shit about us. And they don't care if you're black, if you're white, if you're fucking red, blue, or green. They don't care. They just need us dead. They just found a faster way to do it. All right. I want you guys to watch this.
The Matrix has attacked me.
Yeah. Okay. Now famous Andrew Tate video. Right? The Matrix has attacked me. First of all, that seems a little bit too staged that he said it that way. But Mike brought something up last night in the live stream. Something I didn't believe because, to be honest with you, until like, what, 3-4 months ago, I had no idea who the fuck was Andrew Tate. Nobody. I'm like, who is this guy? What is he famous for? What, he's rich? For what? You find out a little bit more, you know. He had a, you know, webcam services. Some countries that shit is legal, so whatever. As long as he was doing, you know, not like forcing anybody. Then I hear about him being arrested for sex trafficking. And the bias in me immediately said, nope, bullshit. There's no way. But really. So, last night Mike says something in the live stream, and I couldn't fucking believe it. In fact, I told Mike, nah, you gotta prove that shit to me. And he did. Well, one of you sent the video. And this is where any type of trust that I had in the fact that he wasn't really trafficking humans went out the window. If there's one agency in the world that whenever they're involved with anything, you know it's nothing but bad news, it's the CIA. Anything to do with CIA, you don't want to be any part of it. None. None. One of the most evil organizations in the world. Demonic. And then they sent me a video and I heard this.
My father, when he died, someone messaged me who was in, because my father was in the CIA. He held the CIA record for the fastest assimilation of a foreign language. My father learned Russian within 2.5 weeks from zero. Like, really? He would just read a book. He'd just read the dictionary. Like, to these people, it's just like, just read it.
When you were growing up, did you know your dad was in the CIA?
He had left the military by the time I was like three when he left to pursue chess. So yeah, he was a linguist. He knew like four languages and he was a professional chess player. And I grew up around this absolute supreme intelligence. And I always knew, even when I was a child, that I was smart, but I wasn't that smart.
So now knowing what you know, that his father was CIA, what do you think? I think, what's his name? Ben Affleck. His mom was CIA. Then he became a successful actor. I think so was Matt Damon's family, was also involved in the CIA. We know that CIA is implanted in every single news organization. Right? So when you tell me that your dad works for the CIA, CIA doesn't just forget about you. So I just thought that that was very interesting, considering he's not even American. All we know is, you know, this kickboxing stuff. So who the hell is he really? I don't like bringing this out, because, you know, I actually enjoy watching him on Fresh and Fit. So that's my only question, and you guys decide for yourselves. Remember what I said. Anytime you hear that three-letter agency brought up in any conversation, it's never, ever, ever good. And his father worked for them. You heard him tell you himself. It's not photoshopped or edited. He said that. I encourage you to go look it up yourself. I'm going to leave you guys with some comedy. And I'll see you guys in the morning show tomorrow, but I'll see you live again on Thursday. So make sure you guys go to Telegram and you go to @PatriotClubBot, become a member of Dr. Patriot Club. I'd really love to meet you guys and, you know, chat with you guys. And also remember to subscribe on, Rumble, BitChute, Brighteon, all under Dr. Patriot. And if you guys want to help support me, you can go to Locals, Dr. Patriot. I love you guys, but let's laugh a little bit. And then, like Mag would say, I'm gone. I love you all. God bless you.
The hell is this now?
My wife got sick last night, so I'm cooking up some NyQuil chicken.
Now that's nice. So instead of making her chicken noodle soup, you're just going to kill her?
I've done this in the past, and usually I use about, 4/3 of the bottle.
Oh yeah? How many ex-wives have you poisoned, Cletus?
What you're looking for is that blue color right there.
Nah, actually what we're looking for is a red and blue color to reflect off your stove so we know that the police have shown up to take you out before you take out your wife.
And boom, NyQuil chicken.
And boom, this is why God cries every day. On the bright side, I doubt Cletus inspired anyone with this video to actually eat something like this.
Do that new chicken trend that's not actually a trend because nobody's doing it because it's bad for you? Sure, why not?
Yep, never mind. I forgot. Our country is stupid. My apologies.
I'm a detective.
Warning from the FDA today about another wild TikTok trend.
It's a recipe for disaster that could land you in the ER or worse, the morgue.
Jesus, can we just go back to the days when trading cards were the problem?
They're called the Garbage Pail Kids, a parody on Cabbage Patch Dolls, but parents aren't laughing.
Uncle Sam with his finger up his nose, he's sitting there with a button in his lap ready to... Or he does. He blows his head off, and when it comes off, it looks like the atomic bomb.
Yeah, wait till social media comes out, Grandma. That'll be you pressing the button.
It looks communistic. Here shows mother wanted for child abuse. And you could put your fill your mother's name in right here. It looks like maybe someone is trying to break the American family.
Just give it a few decades. The youth will be in Tide Pods, inhaling cinnamon. What are you going to do when you find out that sweet granddaughter of yours has been sharing videos of herself licking toilet seats on airplanes for the world to see?
Obviously, I wanted the clout off of it, and I was like, really annoyed that Corona was getting more publicity than me.
What about when she shows up for Thanksgiving with a pair of lips that looks like a baboon's ass? What are you going to do then? Those Garbage Pail kids didn't seem so bad, did they? Don't worry, you'll have a lot to be proud of, Grandma.
So do like a splash of balsamic vinegar, and then take any sparkling beverage.
Never ends, does it?
It tastes like a Coke, and it's healthy, and it's good for you.
Oh, is it?
Having both balsamic vinegar, which is highly acidic, and having a soda water is also acidic. Having two different ingredients that are very acidic is not great for your teeth.
You guys should try it out.
It does look like a Coke.
I mean, is this all it takes to get people to do anything? Just make a TikTok and pretend you know what you're talking about?
I tried it for myself.
Yeah, let me put a carrot in a glass of sawdust. There you go. Healthy sawdust. Now, what do I need to do to get you TikTok losers to drink this?
Natural selection challenge. Fill a glass with sawdust, then put a sliced carrot on top. Drink entire glass until you die.
All right, don't actually do that, okay? But look, if you're the type of person who would, please, for all of us, don't have children. So maybe just consider the vasectomy challenge instead. Please spare us your offspring. All jokes aside, what happened to things like the Take Your Vitamins challenge?
Train, say your prayers, eat your vitamins, be true to yourself, true to your country, be a real American.